Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Phil Baggy at the White House is bringing up security concerns. The baggy found in a cubby near the executive entrance, that's the same floor as the situation room and a dining area. Congressman Henry Cueler says we're lucky that this time it was only cocaine inside.
This was cocaine in a bag. Next time, you could have another substance that could cause problems.
The latest jobs report shows the economy added 209,000 jobs last month. That's fewer than expected and a big drop from May's 339,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate was 3.6%. A summer vacation at sea is on hold for 3,300 travelers in San Francisco. They're still sitting on the Ruby Princess cruise ship after it hit a pier while docking yesterday morning. Once it sails, passengers will be on a 10-day trip to Alaska. Jack O'Donnell from Philadelphia says his family decided not to get on board the Ruby Princess after looking at the hole in the boat for themselves.
We decided to go see for ourselves because you never know. And when we walked by it and my son ultimately started crying as a result of what we were looking at, we made the decision as a family not to go on the boat.
The Biden administration rolling out a new initiative to lower health care costs, the first step to restrict short-term insurance plans, which the Department of Health and Human Services argue offer poor quality and coverage. The administration also estimating that Medicare restructuring under the Inflation Reduction Act will reduce out-of-pocket spending by $7.4 billion a year for about 19 million people. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jimmy and Rosalind Carter celebrating a unique mark in the history of their marriage. Today, the seventh day of the seventh month, marks their 77th anniversary. The Carters have been married longer than any other presidential couple in U.S. history. The 2023 MLB draft gets underway this weekend in Seattle. The draft starts Sunday night, with the first two rounds being announced at Lumen Field. The Pittsburgh Pirates hold the top selection after winning the first ever MLB draft lottery back in December. Britney Spears speaking out about an incident Wednesday night in Las Vegas involving the NBA's top draft pick. Victor Wembanyama, in a statement posted to her Instagram stories, the pop star refuted the 7'4" San Antonio Spurs player's account that she grabbed him. She claims she was hit in the face by a member of Wembanyama's security detail after tapping him on his shoulder. If you're feeling lucky, it's lottery playing time. Powerball's jackpot has hit an estimated $590 million. That drawing is tomorrow night. Tonight, though, the Mega Millions jackpot, worth about $427 million. Good luck. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Glad you could join us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to be talking about hope in addiction, understanding and helping those caught in its grip. With us long distance is the author of the book, Andy Partington. And he tells us addiction is a worldwide epidemic affecting 1 in every 5 people. According to the CDC, drug overdoses are the leading cause of death among Americans under the age of 50. Imagine that. The number of Americans with a substance use disorder exceeds the population of California. The author of Hope in Addiction, Andy Partington, joins us now. Andy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Good morning. It's great to be with you.
All right. Everybody can tell from your accent you're not here locally. Where are you from, Andy?
So I'm from a town about 30 miles west of London over in the UK. Spent a good part of the last 15 years living in South and Central America.
And so we're talking to you from your location there in the UK, correct?
No, I'm in Nicaragua right now. So I'm
Okay. All right. Wow. You see, don't we love the technology that we can be in touch with Andy? You see, he can run, but he can't hide. We know how to track him down. Thank you for being available, Andy. Let's talk, first of all, help people understand, what is addiction?
Yeah. What is addiction? It's an important question, and I think it's something we easily misunderstand. Addiction, for many people, they consider it a choice. They think, okay, this is just a set of daily decisions that someone's making. Often people think of it in terms of a disease that you almost catch or you inherit. The reality is that addiction is something that we learn. It's a process that builds over time. And so as we experiment with substances, with behaviors that act on the brain, we develop addictions as those behaviors become patterns. And so once you're in addiction, you're not talking about a simple choice. You're talking about a brain change that's happened that really does make it incredibly difficult for someone to choose differently.
So in essence, through our brains and our decisions, choices that we make, we have created an infrastructure to produce this attachment, this affinity, this, you know, in a sense, you might say a stronghold that will not let us go.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the ways I talk about addiction in the book, having kind of done all the technical stuff, and talk about it as a relationship. It's a toxic relationship, and we all know how powerful relationships in our lives. And if you speak to people in addiction, that's exactly how they describe it. It's like a power that is built over time as decisions have been made, but really leaves someone truly, genuinely feeling powerless over the behavior.
If you were dealing with somebody that is powerless, how can you help them, Andy?
I think, first of all, you've got to recognize that it's a challenge. And what we want, all of us, what I desperately want is to be able to deliver silver bullets and simple solutions. The reality is they don't exist. I think a fun fundamental and important question we need to ask is, in recovery, what are we recovering from? And there's two layers to it. So the one level is what we've been talking about, is this direct relationship with this activity, something that's really been, you can think about it as being hardwired into the brain.
Exactly.
To deal with that, you need support, you need time, you need space, you need to learn strategies, you need decisions, you need to be doing good decision making. That's all time consuming, it's costly, and once someone's in deep addiction, there's really not a way to avoid that, much as we think it was there. But we've also got to go a bit deeper and say, okay, what are the underlying issues that have really driven this? Because people don't just go there. It develops because the addiction and the addictive behavior initially is offering a set of solutions to some underlying problems. So the question really we've got to ask is almost not why is there an addiction here, but why the pain? What is it that's causing this person to choose what's basically like a hibernation? Why are they choosing this hibernated state rather than life in the ups and the downs and the challenges and the joys that it brings to us?
Is it simple? Is it something as simple as just reality is too painful? So this is, in a sense, kind of an escape?
Absolutely. You know, we've got the supply side and we've got the demand side. And we focus a lot on the supply side, and it's really important. But it is, it's the fact is, I'm choosing hibernation because the habitat is too hostile. You know, when I look forward, I feel hopeless. And I think we all know that's the place a lot of people find themselves. When I look inside, I feel empty. Addicts all the time say this. I just have something inside that's missing, that was missing. Adversity. There's a massive correlation between adverse childhood experiences and adult addiction. It's been measured. It's been tested. It's a reality we've got to face up to, that if you grow up in a home where there's addiction, even when there's divorce, where there's abuse, where there's neglect, you're going to have a hunger for addiction and disconnection. We live in a disconnected society, and the reality is man wasn't made to be alone. And we find ourselves really on our own, isolated, lonely people. All of those drive us to look for that escape.
You know, you said at the very beginning, this is a process. A process to get there, a process to get out. And God only knows how long that takes. You've realized that although we all wish there was a silver bullet, they don't exist. You know, maybe once in a while you might get lucky, I guess. But by and large, I mean, it's a painful journey, because addiction is loaded with pain, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I think that's, you know, the truth of it is that often when you're speaking to someone who walks alongside someone in addiction, you want the quick solution. It really generally isn't there. There are occasional exceptions, but the reality is it's a hard path. And crucial to that journey out is quality community. You know, it's a buzzword, but the reality is the people who find freedom and sustain recovery are people who found quality community. There's this brilliant phrase that they use in recovery circles, which is that no one can do it for you, but you can't do it alone. And I love the balance between personal responsibility and collective care that really speaks. No one can do it for you. You know, you've got to walk this path. You've got to make the choices to seek help. But you can't do this alone. And we need to gather and support with compassion people who are fighting this battle.
And Andy, I think that's probably, you know, what comes out of this experience and this community, as you say, is that others who have gone before have realized the truth of that statement.
Absolutely. That's, you know, the great success of the 12-step meeting is that. They just bring people together who are on the same path, can call each other out, can encourage one another, can sort of just be present and supportive for one another. And really, yeah, what are the keys to recovery? One is community, and the other is really finding hope. And hope is about, I want it, and I think there's a way to get there.
Exactly. Andy, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Andy.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
From London's suburbs, Latin America's megacities, West Africa's villages, China's skyscrapers, North America homes, addiction is a worldwide and an at-home epidemic. It's a powerful look at the gospel for the addicted. Hope in addiction helps us think about what it means to be the church in light of this growing and heartbreaking epidemic. How did we get here? And how can we find freedom from addiction? Hope in Addiction from Andy Partington is about all forms of addiction. You know, drugs, you got alcohol abuse, about gambling, addictions, porn dependencies, workaholism, internet addictions, and on and on. The fact of the matter is that this is the modern day pandemic that is before us. So what do we do about it? You know, Andy talked about, communities being so important, but it's got to be the right community. If you focus on a community that's toxic, that's not going to help you get out. We're presupposing here that the community that you get drawn to by God's grace is one that is uplifting, one that will hold you accountable, the one that, you know, no doubt the Holy Spirit draws you to because maybe you've just had enough. And this is obviously pointed toward a person who is addicted because you don't know, Andy, what is it that is finally going to connect with them to say, you know what, I've hit rock bottom or I'm at that point. It doesn't need to get much worse. My family's devastated with this. My kids are devastated. I need to do something about this. What brings them to the end of themselves that causes them to look for something? Because you've got, you know, in your background and what you write in the book here, you know, you mentioned as we were closing the first segment, hope. I think this is what we all need. We all need hope, don't we?
Yeah, we do. A friend of mine talked about a story a bit in the book. He described in real detail that moment of beginning to think, wait a second, I can turn things around. I can leave crime. I can leave drugs. I can leave this dark path I'm on. And it really was, hope was central. You know, there was a group of people who on the streets of London reached out to him. They were from a church. They built a cared for him. They reached out to him. And then they showed him a way forward. They said, look, we can do this and then that and then that. And for him, it was that combination. He'd reached this point within himself. He was like, this can't go on. This is, I'm worth more than this. But
yes.
He needed those people to be alongside him to point him in the right direction. And the truth of it is, I think we can never predict. I mean, this field of work, when someone walks through the door of a treatment center, you try to work out who's going to make it and who isn't. It's impossible. It really is a deep work in the individual, and only time tells. But hope and community are key.
Well, Andy, you know, sometimes I think, you know, we look to the church and we think the church is the answer for everything. This is a huge commitment, you know, for a church to take on, you know, one person dealing with addiction, much less, you know, maybe tens, hundreds. Especially when you consider in the church today, let's just take pornography alone. George Barna says about a third of the people that are in the church every Sunday that are in the pews, about a third are involved with pornography. I'm not saying they're all greatly addicted, but there's some form of addiction. And we know that that becomes a gateway into some serious addiction. So just even in the church itself, you've got lots of landmines there in the pews that are right there next to you. But, you know, to take on and to be a ministry to help people with addiction because of the process and, you know, the commitment that is required. I mean, this is a huge commitment, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it really is. And you make an important point, which is that, you know, we're not talking about the well people in the church caring for the unwell people outside the church. You know, addiction is right in the heart of many of our lives. And so we need to come at it from that kind of perspective. And like you intimate, you know, we have to recognize we need some breadth here. So the church in the broadest sense can handle this, but an individual local church is going to struggle. This is a big thing. And so it's about, I think, opening our eyes, understanding the issues, and then saying, okay, where do we fit into a whole kind of matrix of support?
Exactly.
Because around us, we've got Celebrate Recovery. We've got rehab. Mm-hmm. We've got homeless shelters, we've got et cetera, et cetera. You know, there is a network there, and we're tremendously blessed as a church with a whole, we're on the front lines, really, of this issue in many respects. But sometimes we just don't know who we need to reach out to when we're not sufficiently connected to one another. What I think we can do is really look at local church life and say, okay, how do we make sure in a world of hopelessness, emptiness, adversity, and disconnection, how can we make sure our communities are really offering an alternative? And for me, that's about the depth and quality of our relationships with one another and with God, you know, and really pushing hard into that.
Yes. Well, you're talking about knocking down the walls of denominationalism, Andy. you know, for the greater good, which is what Jesus said. I mean, the church is an extension of who he is, and one church may be an arm, another may be the eye, the other the leg, but we've got to come together for the greater good of the community, don't we?
Amen. Amen. You know, if there's an area where I think we can see the church working together, you know, my experience back in the UK has been is actually rehab ministry really is a place where you pull together. It's a point of unity for the church, but we've got a long way to go. And I think as our mindset shifts such that the big battles out there become more important than some of our internal stuff, I think it will help us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Andy, you've got great stories. You mentioned a little bit, but you know, we got about 3 minutes left, and I want to dedicate this time, you know, because this is about hope. We've got to give people hope. And there may be somebody out there listening right now that needs to hear one of your stories of hope that will encourage them to, you know, seek a solution. Because, as you know, they've got to, you know, yes, people can come alongside in that, but they have to be willing participants to a certain degree, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah, I think of a buddy of mine, a guy called Tom, great family. All the opportunities, saw the world as he traveled with his family growing up, bright guy. But through transitions in his life and different things that happened during his early teen years, found himself with the wrong group, doing drugs and a whole host of other things. What I love about Tom's story is it's a blend of a number of things. You know, a guy who at his university came up to him and invited him to a 12-step meeting. And said, hey, come and stay with me, and we're going to go to 12 steps tomorrow. Brilliant.
Right.
He then moved to 12 steps were part of things. He then gets involved in local church in California and really leans into the spiritual life, the church community, finds support there. He then begins serving. He gets involved in. And I love the way in which it's the blend of the sort of specialist-focused addiction folk and local church that for him was the support he needed to finally get free and to finally break through.
Right.
And honestly, in that, there was a real encounter with God. And I think there was an availability in his heart, in his mind, born of desperation to open himself up to the God who really transforms us. Talk about Batman and Spider-Man. Batman does what Batman does.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the tools for the job. He's got Robin by his side. He's equipped, right? Spider-Man does what Spider-Man does because he was bitten by the spider and something transformed on the inside of him. And my heart for anyone who's dealing with an addiction is that they'll have the experience of both of those things. The inner change that God delivers into our lives, transformative encounters with him, and a relationship with him that keeps changing us. But also the real practical wisdom. And for me, if someone's in addiction today, it's a case of saying, what can you do today to engage with others who are on this road to recovery and take a good step forward today?
Oh, exactly. Well, as the book of Ephesians says, we can renew our minds. We have wired our minds to this addictive behavior. And just as we've wired it for addiction, we can rewire it by the grace of God and take on the mind of Christ, is what the book of Ephesians says. And my prayer is, Andy, that whoever is listening who needs to hear this message, that they will take it to heart and understand, number one, God loves them. God is saying, hey, look, it's not over. It's still, the deal is still on between me and you. And I want you to do the right thing by yourself and for your family.
How would
Andy
you like
Partigan,
to get high-speed
internet
for your home for less than $2 a day?
That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet.
Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet?
Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront
upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. The discovery of a cocaine-filled baggie at the White House is bringing up security concerns. The latest jobs report shows the economy added 209,000 jobs last month. A summer vacation at sea is on hold for 3,300 travelers in San Francisco. They're still sitting on the Ruby Princess cruise ship after it hit a pier while docking yesterday morning. The Biden administration rolling out a new initiative to lower health care costs. The first step, restricting short-term insurance plans, which the Department of Health and Human Services argue offer poor quality and coverage. The administration also estimating that Medicare restructuring under the Inflation Reduction Act will reduce out-of-pocket spending by $7.4 billion a year for 19 million people. Corey Myers, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Jordan Goodman joins us now. America's Money Answers Man. You got questions, he's got answers. You're loaded to the top, aren't you?
I am loaded to the top, Bill. Yes, I am.
Okay, so, hey, great decisions came down, last week from SCOTUS. I think it's given us some hope. It's quite the difference, when you have a Supreme Court that believes in the Constitution and you use that as the guideline to make your decisions. I think that's a beautiful thing.
A lot of people are very unhappy about both of the big decisions which came down, both on affirmative action and the student loan. Let's take the student loan situation first.
Okay.
So President Biden, by executive order, wiped away roughly $400 billion in student loans that some people are going to have $10,000, some people are going to have $20,000 erased. But he clearly did not have the legal authority to do so. And in fact, Nancy Pelosi told him that. Nancy Pelosi said this has to be done by Congress. And in the student loan bill that was passed, they did not give him the right to forgive $400 billion in student loans. And I think Biden knew that. He thought he could get away with it, but he didn't. So
he did.
Very upset about this.
But he did get away with it, Jordan. He got what he wanted out of it. He wanted votes. He got votes. He put it up there, and the kids, what did they know? I say kids, young people, what did they know? They're listening to the president, and they bought into his stuff. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, they did it with Obama. They bought into Obama's stuff, and then he kind of laughed about it. Well, I guess they weren't so shovel-ready after all. I mean, on and on. You know, keep your doctor. You know, got your doctor, keep your doctor, all this stuff. I mean, come on. I mean, this thing was such a blatant exercise of buying votes, and this is what politicians do. And Joe Biden...
people.
Yeah, and so what does he do?
People are now disappointed.
Well, sure.
They were expecting to have the $10,000 or $20,000 forgiven, and now it's actually a double whammy, Bill. Because not only are those things not being forgiven, but the three-year moratorium on paying interest on student debt
yes.
expires at the end of August. So they're going to have to pay interest that they've not been paying for the last 3 years and repay the principal as well. So they're getting a double whammy, and they're not happy about it.
Well, and they shouldn't be, but they need to know and who to direct their anger. Joe Biden is deflecting it and wants to blame the Republicans, saying it's the Republicans' fault, when, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, it was his fault. Because he did something, as you said, and it was even quoted in the argument. I think, you know, Chief Justice Roberts had cited and quoted the statement from Nancy Pelosi, as you said.
Well, she's right. She's right. I mean, this is something that needs to be legislated by Congress, and clearly, now that the Republicans control the House, it's not going to be. Okay, so the
right.
$10,000, $20,000 is not going to be forgiven. And people are very unhappy because he pretty much said it's legitimate and he's going to get it done, and that's not what happened. So now this has economic consequences as well, because these 43 people who are expecting to have this loan forgiven and to stop paying on their student loans forever are now not going to. So they're going to have to take money away from spending on other things to repay their student loans. And frankly, a lot of people are not going to be able to do it. A lot of people are going to become delinquent and default and hurt their credit records. So, you know, it's going to hurt a lot of people who are expecting this kind of windfall.
Send the bill to Hunter. Hunter will take care of it for you.
He can handle it.
Sure.
We'll just, I don't think he can write that much.
Yeah, we'll just cut a little bit, you know, off the top there for the big guy. Take a little slice, give it to these injured citizens, you know. Why not?
Yeah. So anyway, that was a big shock and surprise to a lot of these people who were expecting something. And then affirmative action was also a surprise. I mean, I think people kind of thought the court would go that way. But certainly Harvard and the University of North Carolina thought they were going to win. And they thought that affirmative action is so ingrained that it couldn't possibly be overturned. But it was, just like Roe versus Wade. People think it couldn't be overturned, and it was. So
yeah.
The Supreme Court is really stepping up here.
Well, and we can talk. We can thank, you know, these families, these Asian families who took a stand. And, you know, and when you looked at the history of affirmative action, the courts even early on said, this is not sustainable. This is a short-term Band-Aid. The fact that it lasted this long is miraculous. It's just kind of, it's almost, you know, went by way of its own obsolescence, didn't it?
It's like 50 years. Basically,
yeah. I mean, it just kind of like wore itself out. It's like, well, wait, well, why do we have this? I mean, most people didn't even know what affirmative action was. They were kind of reminded very quickly when, you know, we got our vice president, because that was an affirmative action. Oh, that's right. I said we weren't going to talk about that. But anyway, that was.
But it's now going to put these universities in a pickle, okay, because they have clearly admitted people on the basis of race. I mean, it's just very, very clear.
Now what are they going to do about it? Also, they opened up a hornet's nest here because they didn't play this very well, because now their legacy applications are going to be challenged.
That's different than race, but yes.
No, I understand. But
being challenged.
Yeah. So all the but what it comes down to, like you say, it comes down to money. Because whether, you know, somebody gets admitted because of, you know, legacy hooks, that's one. But it's still money. It's a model that they've been operating on. And now it's like this is like a Disney move in Florida. It's like, okay, we're gonna pitch a fit over here on this. And then you got a governor who says, oh, while you're at it, let's just open up Pandora's box. We're going to take a look at everything here. Well, no. Well, wait a minute. You already got the ball moving here, right?
Right. So it's going to be very interesting because the universities now, it is now illegal to use race as a, you know, part of the reason why you do or do not accept somebody for admission. And they're going to have to figure out how to do this because the people who have been excluded, as you say, particularly Asian Americans, but I think others as well, are not going to happy. If you actually looked at the pure statistics on like GPA and kind of objective things, at Harvard, Asian Americans would have had like 44% of the class, and they got, I think it was 17%. Okay, so clearly there was discrimination against Asian Americans on pure kind of numbers. And, you know, they brought a lot of minorities in for affirmative action reasons. That is now illegal because of what the Supreme Court does. So the admissions departments are really going to have to figure this out without doing something illegal now.
Well, the deal is, it's so un-American. You know, the American way is you work your butt off and you get what you earn. And, you know, affirmative action, it was a problem from day one. We're rewarding all the wrong behavior. And, you know, this is, you know, God bless them. God bless them for going through
but,
this.
You know,
and,
in a certain way, it's similar to the student loan situation, Bill, and
exactly.
expectations.
Yeah.
People
yes.
expected right. affirmative action to go on forever. And so there's a lot of disappointed people on the affirmative action side, and there's a lot of disappointed people on the student loan side right now.
Well, but, you know, for me, being a constitutionalist, Jordan, I'm happy. I'm a happy camper because I'm seeing the courts return to fundamental principles. The country needs to align itself with fundamental principles. We've been talking about it endlessly here for the last couple of years, is that America's on the wrong track. You've got a majority of Americans that agree we're on the wrong track. Well, what's the right track look like? Let's get down to fundamental principles. Let's get back to first principles. First principles that start with our Declaration of Independence and Constitution. And it'll go a long way, you know, to that end to get us back on track. Now, there's going to be huge resistance. There's no doubt about it, because people think just because that's the way it's always been, that's the way it should always be. Right, wrong, or indifferent. But, you know, when you line it up with the Constitution and what should be fair and just, it proves time and again that, you know, we need to get back to these principles that have, you know, proven time and time again to be fair and just for all concerned. And that's what we want. And I think that this is where this country is heading to, is that, you know, it's not so much about the color of your skin. People don't want this anymore. They don't want it to be about the color of your skin. It's taken them decades to finally hear what Martin Luther King was pronouncing to us. And so now here we have it, and you got an option. Okay, we can now embrace that philosophy, or, you know, continue to go down this stupid path and continue to be at each other's throats and keep this racial divide up and animus, right?
Well, I think a lot of the liberals think the solution is to expand the Supreme Court and go up to like 13 justices or something like that.
Jordan, we got to wrap this up. So how can people be in touch with you?
People can always email me at jordan@moneyanswers.com. Always glad to help
it's
you folks, Bill.
Just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. You got questions, he's got answers. That's why he's America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. Thank you, Jordan. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. I've been looking forward to this conversation with Karen Abercrombie. In fact, we were supposed to talk last year, and our schedules got crisscrossed. And, you know, I've got to tell you, Karen, I've been such a fan of yours, especially since War Room. I still hear your voice. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up. It was just, you know, such an awesome depiction. I mean, it just really warms my heart. So it's an honor to be talking with you this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I'm grateful to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Well, Karen Abercrombie is an award-winning actress, Parents' Choice award-winning storyteller, award-winning independent film producer, highly sought-after speaker, and an avid environmentalist. She played Elise in PureFlix's Heaven Sent, as you may recall, and she's playing Eleanor in Eleanor's Bench, which is going to be releasing on PureFlix on June the 30th, so coming soon and very soon. So, Karen, for people who don't know, what is the movie Eleanor's Bench about?
Well, actually, it is a television series about a woman who has left her old neighborhood, and she's doing very well. She is now a judge, and certain things take place, and she is drawn back to become a juvenile judge. You know, to sit on the juvie bench, and the stories, oh my goodness, the stories are hopeful, heartbreaking, you name it.
Well, and you get a lot of teaching moments there, I bet, right?
Oh my goodness, yes, yes indeed.
Well, and it's probably something, Karen, the young people really need to hear in this day and age.
Very much so, and also to also see that there are a lot of adults in their corner, you know, and so hopefully they will be encouraged to tune in and listen and watch and see how we can all be a part of making a difference in the lives of, you know, the young kids, the teens, and then the world in general as a result of it. So definitely positive, powerful messages here.
What attracted you to this role of Eleanor?
Well, a couple of things. A woman who came from the other side of the tracks, she's done well for herself. But a lot of people, they just continue on. They never look back to bring anybody alongside them or even push someone past them. So that is one thing. But also there is an element, my family, we were foster family for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And so with working with these children, we dealt with them going back and forth to court over and over and over again. So, you know, my heart was pierced by this story, and I just was so excited to be a part of it because I've lived it. I know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in this series, it's got to be interesting for you because you get your normal self, and then you've got your younger self. What's that like, playing the younger, you know, working with an actor who's playing the younger version of your character?
It's absolutely wonderful for a lot of reasons. You get to look at where you came from, you know, mm-hmm. so to have that element added into the story is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I think it'll be valuable to those watching, you know, as they look back on their younger selves and see where they've come, and then watching our story, where they can go and the difference that they can make.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eleanor's Bench is serious, but also because it involves humanoids like all of us.
Yes.
There's some comedy. It's going to be fun there, right, too?
Oh, of course, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So can you share anything about some of the stories, side stories there within the series? Give us a little preview.
Yes. For example, my high school sweetheart. I went off to live in a different world, and he stayed around the neighborhood. And so he loses his wife. And because my father is older now and I'm trying to get him to move in with me and he refuses to, so with my coming and going, I'm always seeing my ex. And so there's something brewing there, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. There's something brewing there, and there's some humor in that. There's a lot of humor in that. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good fun. We can look forward to that, seeing it when the series opens up the end of this month. Now, how is your story of faith similar to or different from Eleanor?
Well, like Eleanor, there has been times in my life where I was, I guess, cooler than I was hot, you know, bordering on lukewarm. And we don't want to do that faith-wise. It does nothing. It could be dangerous at some point, you know, as you separate or just that distance grows between you and God. But so there have been times in my life like that, and that is where we find Eleanor at the start of this all. And our similarities, as I had mentioned before, her dealings with children in that have been removed from their homes, that have been incarcerated, and yes, I'm talking about children.
Yeah.
And you know, those that will be going into other placements, you know, into foster care. So those are similarities. And
exactly. Well, we're talking with Karen Abercrombie. She plays the role of Eleanor Thompson, who lost her faith after years of witnessing gang violence in her inner city neighborhood. Now, as a high-profile judge, her mission is to make a difference by saving at-risk youth from getting stuck in a cycle of injustice. And so as she gave us a little preview, you know, we will see how her renewed sense of purpose reinvigorates her own faith. Who should see Eleanor's Bench and why, Karen?
The young and the old, men and women, the stories, people across the board will be able to relate to one way or the other, for sure.
You know, we mentioned the at-risk youth and getting in the system. You know, what we have seen time and again in real life, I mean, boy, it's even without being in jail, so to speak, and once you get in the system, it's like you're typecast in that system, aren't you?
You really are. And for my family, we chose the older kids because nobody wanted to deal with them. You know, they had heard things about them, that they're all rough and tough and mean. But we have had some incredible experiences with the older children. As a matter of fact, we're still in contact with them, have been blessed mightily by them for many reasons, because then you can look back and see how God's patience is for you, you know, because he's patient with us.
Amen. Amen. Love still works, doesn't it?
It does. It does indeed. Ooh.
Yeah, it is the power of L-O-V-E, and especially when the father is in the middle of it, no doubt about it.
You got that, absolutely. And that's how he calls us to live and what he calls us to do, love.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Karen Abercrombie, as we wrap things up, remind everybody when the series will be released and where can people watch it?
Okay, everybody can tune into the PureFlix streaming platform. Eleanor's Bench makes its debut on June 30th. And there'll be stories that will just pull you in. And it doesn't make a difference where you come from or what you've done or whatever. The stories you'll be able to relate to. Wonderfully written.
Definitely looking forward to it. One final question. What does the future hold for you?
Oh, a lot of producing right now. I can be seen at the tail end of Guardians of the Galaxy playing right now. And I've got several different projects that I'm putting to flight. And one is a faith-based, I guess you could put it in with Narnia. You know, that respect, powerful. With all
Well, there we are. Yes. She's the award-winning actress, Parents' Choice Award-winning storyteller. Karen Abercrombie has been with us. Karen, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us. All the best for Eleanor's Bench.
Blessings to you, too. Thank you so much.
You got it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve